No, well, I mean, from what we're aware, Nathan has gone home to Perth over the 3 day break that the players get. He's been in a situation where he's in rehabilitation here for a hamstring injury. Unfortunately, he has made the decision to drink whilst he's away, and therefore we're making the decisions that we are today, based on the fact that he hasn't lived up to the standards that we put in place.
What are the details of what happened? Where? What time? Was it provoked or unprovoked?
I mean, from what we know from Nathan, the situation was that he's gone out to a nightclub, the Capital nightclub in Perth, and has, upon exiting there, been in a position where he's been hit in terms of time. Clearly it was too late. So from our perspective, that particular part of the issue is now in the hands of the West Australian Police.
And did he go straight to the police?
Well, he wasn't able to go straight to the police. He had to have his jaw operated on, so he sustained a broken jaw. That issue has required an operation, which he had on the weekend. And then, yes, he's gone to police to report what's gone on from there.
Has he been clear of how much he had been drinking that night?
Well, he's been clear with us in telling us what he was doing. You know, from our perspective, you know, one drink was enough. You know, he hasn't been able to live up to the standards that we've set, and the leadership group have made the decision that they've had on the sanction that he'll now obviously have to serve based on that.
Did he say how many drinks
he had? He's told the club, you know, what position he was in, yes.
How many drinks
did he have? I don't think that's relevant for the situation. What we're doing right now is we're sanctioning a player based on the fact that he has had one drink. One drink is too many when you're in rehabilitation. He's got a hamstring injury that he had, and he's made the choice.
Is the six-week ban long enough since he would have been out for 6 weeks anyway with this jaw injury?
Well, look, you know, his ban right now is a training ban as well, so he obviously won't be training with the main group for the next 3 weeks. We think he'll be back ready to play by about round three, so... this is a significant ban in the scheme of things. You know, he'll have to spend some time away from the club right now, getting, you know, his affairs back in order. And when he's back, you know, ready to play, he'll then not be available for selection in our AFL team for a period of time.
Is it disappointing for the coaches, given that he's just been promoted off the rookie list?
I think that's more than fair to say. I mean, you know, if you think back to where Nathan Cracker had got himself to a position where he could be rookie drafted at the end of the 2014 season. I think it's fair to say that there are people that are disappointed with what he's done, yes.
How does he even respect
that? Well, yeah, clearly right now it's about taking his penance and actually thinking about, you know, what the situation that he's put himself in. I think from here it's getting back, training hard, getting himself from a fitness perspective back to, you know, a level that is going to be required for him to play at AFL, you know, level consistently. So it's just knuckling down from a training perspective. Oh, look, it's an issue that we would have preferred not to happen, absolutely. I mean, you know, this is a situation where our professional standards of a club, of our club, haven't been able to be upheld by our players. So, of course, we're disappointed.
He's had a lot of chances. Is this his last one, or can he force his way back into the side?
Oh, look, I think from an on-field perspective, Nathan Cracker is an important part of our group. Clearly, right now, he needs to get himself from a fitness perspective. You know, he's coming back from a hamstring injury. We shouldn't forget that. Into a situation where he's able to play at AFL level again. And that requires a certain level of fitness that right now he doesn't have. And for the next 6 weeks, it's unlikely for him to have. So he's going to have to do some serious work to get back into the team, yes.
How is he feeling? Is he sorry to the playing group about what he's done?
Absolutely. I mean, he's absolutely disappointed. He's gutted. But there comes a time where you take responsibility for your behaviour, and that's where he is right now. You know, he's absolutely disappointed with what he's done. All we can do right now is put our arms around him, make sure that when he comes back to the club that he's in a position where he can train to get back to potentially being a part of our team.
He's back in Adelaide now. Sounds like he had surgery over there.
Yeah, so he's back. He was back on Sunday.
If there's any issue of provocation and the police find that he was at fault in any way, would the club consider further sanctions?
I think that's something that we'll have to reassess when the information comes down. I mean, at the moment, we're making the decisions that we are based on the information that we have. As I said before, this is the incident in terms of his jaw is now in the hands of the Western Australian Police.
The way that he put it, did he put it to you that he wasn't at fault in regards to the jaw incident?
Well, I think that's fair to say, yes.
Was he with any other AFL players, Port Adelaide players?
No, he was out with family at the time.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Good on you, guys. Thank you. Enjoy your day.